This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abom, welcome everyone. So we have really incredible material tonight, unbelievable material. We're going to try to uncover a dimension to Lag BaOmer that was really new to me. I don't think anybody ever heard this pshat in Lag BaOmer before. I'm pretty confident that this is going to be a new revelation in Lag BaOmer. Nobody ever heard this before. And really try to get an appreciation for this man of Sfiras HaOmer that we're in. We're going to have, sometimes we like to do, what is it called? When people have a misconception, Mythbuster. Tonight is going to be one big Mythbuster, okay? So everybody thinks Sfira is a sad time. Everybody thinks it's a time of avelos, it's a time of sadness, it's a time of mourning. So we're here today. It is not a time of mourning. We're going to completely revolutionize our understanding of Sfiras HaOmer. The Torah writes in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, and it's codified by the Shulchan Aruch, that the minog is not to get married between Pesach and Shavuos, because we don't want to increase in Simcha, because during this time of the year, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And by the way, the Torah writes, Dafka Nesu'in is Asur, but Erusin, Kedushin is permitted. And then the Torah says, by the way, even if you do, if somebody goes ahead and sort of violates Halacha and does Nesu'in, it's okay. We're going to let it be. In other words, if somebody asks us whether they should do Nesu'in, of course we're going to tell them not to do it. But if somebody chaps a rain and does Nesu'in anyway, it's chal, it's a good Nesu'in. But then the Torah writes, there are some places, not only are they noyeg not to do Nesu'in, they don't even take a haircut. But says the Torah, on Lag BaOmer and on, there are those who do take a haircut. Why? Because the tradition is the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. Right? Everybody knows that the students of Rabbi Akiva did not pass away on Lag BaOmer. So the famous question is, this is the question of the Pri Chadash, Rabbi Chizkiel Di Silva. Frek, the Pri Chadash, what kind of unusual, bizarre Yom Tov is it? What are we celebrating on Lag BaOmer? The fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying. You know why they stopped dying? Because they were all dead. What kind of Yom Tov is it? He had 24,000 students. They all died. And then, oh, they stopped dying. Let's celebrate. Let's have a party. Let's dance around the fire. Because 24,000 people died. They died because there's nobody left to die. If Rabbi Akiva had 25,000 students, they probably would have gone also. What kind of, in a way, cruel celebration is it to celebrate the fact that the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying? In fact, Rabbi, the Pri Chadash asks, Yesh Ladakdek, number two. Lama, Besimcha Zu Lama, what's this joy all about? V'im Yisham Shapasku Milamos, if it's because the students of Rabbi Akiva stopped dying, Mabekach, who cares? There's nobody left. Meaning, Bish Lama, if Rabbi Akiva, let's say, had 24,000 and 10 students, and 24,000 students died and 10 survived, so you're going to celebrate the survivors. But there are no survivors. And everybody went down. So what kind of celebration is this? Ask the Pri Chadash. And this question is also discussed in the Sefer Afike Mayim of Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Another question. Yeah? Another question. Mm-hmm. The other question is, whenever we perform a mitzvah for the first time during the year, especially when it's a mitzvah which is timely, we always make a shachianu. You blow the shofar, you make a shachianu. You take a lulav and esrig, you make a shachianu. Even Yom Kippur comes, you make a shachianu. Matzah, you eat a shachianu. Yeah? Matzah, you eat a shachianu. Everything, menorah, megillah, you always make a shachianu. There's one exception to the rule. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, you just unceremoniously make the bracha shekhi the shalom b'tzoyz v'tzvan on Sfiras HaOmer, and you don't make a shachianu. Why don't you make a shachianu on Sfira? Ask the Shibalei Haleket. Well, says the Shibalei Haleket, we're not going to make a shachianu on Sfiras HaOmer, because Sfiras HaOmer is triggered by the day after Pesach. When is the first time you start counting? Right, the Sfaratim Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Pesach, you start to count Sfira. That's when you count. So therefore, says the Shibalei Haleket, the Shachianu that you make in Kiddush when Pesach comes covers the Shachianu you should be making on Sfira. Because since Sfira is a Pesach Dika Yom Tov, so therefore the Shachianu that you make on the Yom Tov of Pesach covers the Sfiras HaOmer. I asked the Shibali Aleket, the Shachianu you make on the Yom Tov of Sukkot doesn't cover sitting in the Sukkah. The Shachianu that you make on Sukkot doesn't cover taking the Lulav and Esrog, so why doesn't the Shachianu that you make on Pesach, why does it cover Sfiras HaOmer? The Shachianus that you make on a Yom Tov don't carry the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov, don't cover the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. So says the Shibali Aleket, any mitzvah that is done with a maisa, with an action, so the truth is you could really make a shachianu when you prepare the chefza. For example, technically you should make a shachianu when you build the sukkah. So if you're not going to make it when you build it, you'll make it the first time you sit in it. Technically you should make a shachianu when you put together the lulav and esrog. If you're not going to make a bracha when you put it together, you'll make it the first time you shake it. But, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, it's a mitzvah she'en bo maisa. There's no maisa in Sfiras HaOmer. It's just dibur, right? Dibur is not a maisa. And since it's not a maisa, the shachianu you make when you start the Yom Tov of Pesach covers the shachianu you should be making on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But the question is, raised by Rabbi Ruchel Molshin in the new Yoreach L'Moyadim on Shavuos, came out last year, says, why in the world should the shachianu you make on the Yom Tov of Pesach cover Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer is not a Pesach Dika mitzvah. Sfiras HaOmer doesn't have anything to do with the Yom Tov of Pesach. It happens to be that you begin counting Sfiras HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, but it's not tied into, it's not dependent on the Yom Tov of Pesach. V'haraya, you continue to count well after Pesach is over, right? Last night was 25, and we're still counting. Pesach is long over. Nobody thinks about Pesach. So Sfiras HaOmer is not connected to Pesach. It happens to be, coincidentally, you begin to count the Sfira on the second day of Pesach, but it's not a mitzvah of Pesach. Why would the Shechionu of Pesach cover the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, we come to this week's Parsha, and probably the predominant subject of this week's Parsha is the Parsha of the Moyadim, where the Parsha begins, Daber b'nei Yisrael, v'yamarto aleihem, Moyadei Hashem, asher tikro isam mikroi kodesh elahim Moyadai. Right? It says, the Yomim Tovim of Hashem, our holy convocations, elahim Moyadai, these are the Yomim Tovim. So you would expect that everything in this week's Parsha, all the days mentioned, you would expect them to be Yomim Tovim. Okay, that's what it says. Elahim Mayadai. Mayadai Hashem Shatikroi Samikroi Kosh Elahim Mayadai. The problem is that the very first Pasuk doesn't seem to have anything to do with Yom Tov. Yeah? The Pasuk says, take a look at number 6, and Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel. Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha. It says 6 days you're going to do work. And on the seventh day is the Sabbath of Sabbaths. So it's very odd. Number one, why is it talking about Shabbos in the Parsha of the Mayadim? Shabbos is not a Mayad. Shabbos is a great day. Shabbos is a Yom Kadosh. Shabbos is a Me'ein Olam Abba. But one thing Shabbos is not is Shabbos is not Yom Tov. So if it's not Yom Tov, how could the Torah says, Eila Mayadei Hashem Asher Tikroi Sam Mikroi Kodesh, Eila Hei Mayadei, Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha. What do you mean Sheishas Yomim? So first of all, what's Shabbos doing here? Second of all, what's Tuesday doing here? Right? Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha. That has nothing to do with anything. Why mention the 6 weekdays on in the Parsha of the Mayadim? Welcome, Rabbi Halbertal. So, you ready? We're going to get right into it. Parsha Semer is the Parsha of the Mayadim, and it begins with Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha Vayom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos is not one of the Mayadim. So what's it doing in the Parsha? Secondly, Tuesday is not one of the Mayadim. So why mention Sheishas Yomim Teyasa Malacha? Sunday is not one of the Mayadim. The 6 working days are not one of the Mayadim. And the third of all, why refer to Shabbos as, how do we refer to Shabbos? Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos Shabbosin, Shabbos is not Shabbos Shabbosin, Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosin. Shabbos is Shabbos. We never call Shabbos Shabbos, right? So we have three questions on the floor. Number one, why talk about Shabbos in the Parsha of the Mayadim? So the truth is Rashi addresses this question. Rashi says we mention Shabbos in the Parsha of Mayadim to indicate that you might treat Yom Tov lightly. You might think that just Shabbos we know is a Chiyuv Skila. Yom Tov, there's no Chiyuv Misa if somebody violates Yom Tov. It's just a Lava Aseh. So you think Yom Tov is very lenient. Yeah, well, Yom Tov you could cook, Yom Tov you could bake, so you might treat Yom Tov leniently. So the Torah is saying, Yom Tov is like Shabbos. If you keep Yom Tov, it's like keeping Shabbos. If you desecrate Yom Tov, it's like desecrating Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. But still, why talk about the six working days in the Parashat of the Maya then? Why talk about Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Malacha? And why refer to Shabbos as Shabbos Shabbosayim? So this past Matzah Shabbos, I gave a little clip from the Vilna Gaon. And I got an email from my friend Reb Dan Muller that it's not just the Vilna Gaon, it's also the Rebbe Reb Heschel and the Chanukah Satoira. They both say the same incredible pshat in the introduction to the Parsha of the Mayadim. And that is, don't make the mistake that Sheshes Yamim Te'asa Malacha is talking about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Uvayom Hashvi Shabbos Shabbosin is talking about Shabbos. It's not. We're not talking about Shabbos and we're not talking about the six working days. There are 6 days of Yom Tov. You have one day Rosh Hashanah. You have 2 days of Sukkot, right? The first and the eighth. You have 2 days of Pesach, the first and the seventh. And you have 1 day Shavuos. There's 6 days of Yom Tov. And there's a seventh day that you're not doing any malach, and that's Yom Kippur. So the Torah says like this. Sheishes yamim te'asa malacha. There's 6 days of Yom Tov, you're allowed to do malacha. What malacha? Not all malacha. It doesn't say tasa te'asa ko malacha. Malacha! Malacha seichel nefesh. You're allowed to cook, you're allowed to bake, you're allowed to prepare food. So it's when the pasuk says, it's going to tell you right now, an introduction in one sentence, what we're about to say in the rest of the parasha. In one sentence of intro, we're about to introduce the rest of the parasha. Sheshes yamim te'asa malacha. There's 6 days you're allowed to do malacha, 6 days of Yom Tov you're allowed to do malacha, 1 day Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Sukkot, 2 days Pesach, 1 day Shavuos. Oh, but there's a seventh day, Yom Kippur. And on the seventh day, Yom Kippur, Shabbat Shabbosayin. It's Shabbat Shabbosayin, like Yom Kippur always was. But Shabbos is not Shabbat Shabbosayin. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbosayin. Says the Goyin adds one thing. That's why at the end of the parasha, look at number 10. Eile moyadei Hashem asher tigroi samikroi kodesh. The above mentioned are the Yom Tovim of Hashem. And then Pasuk Lamed Ches, Milavad Shabbos Sois Hashem. Beside Shabbos. What do you mean beside Shabbos? We spoke about Shabbos. Didn't we speak about Shabbos in Pasuk Gimel? Sheishas Yomim Te'asa Malacha Vayim Ashvi Shabbos Shabbos Sayin. Why would the Torah say Milavad Shabbos Sois Hashem? What do you mean beside Shabbos? Not beside Shabbos. We already mentioned Shabbos. The answer is we never said a word about Shabbos. Not one word was said about Shabbos. We were talking about the 6 days of Yom Tov, and the seventh day is Yom Kippur. So Rabbi said, what we learned from here is that in order to get into Parshas Emor, you need to be a Moed. If you're not a Moed, you can't get into the Parsha. What do you mean? It talks about the 6 working days. No, they're not 6 working days. These are Yomim Tovim days. What do you mean? By Yom Hashvi is Shabbos. That's not a Moed. No, it's not Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur. Everything, gentlemen, I want to welcome you guys to the Shir. I want to remind you that after the Shir, you could look at each other, you could turn in each other's direction, you could acknowledge each other, you could talk to each other as soon as the Shir is over. Got it? Good. So that's this week's parasha. In order to enter, in order to be in this week's parasha, you need to be, so far so good, you need to be a Yom Tov. If you're not a Yom Tov, then you can't be in the parasha. You're not allowed entry into the parasha. Okay. So with that, bearing that in mind, we're going to go through a number of things mentioned in the parasha, and we're going to ask, are they really a Yom Tov? What are they doing in Parshas Emor? Let's turn to number 11. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'emor. Daber al b'nei Yisrael. V'yamarta aleihem. Ki savoyu el ha'aretz. You're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. Asher ani noisein lachem. U'kitzartem es k'sira. You're going to harvest the grain. V'haveisem es oimer. You're going to bring the carbon oimer. Reishis k'tzircha el ha'kohen. The first cut stalks of grain. What is this talking about? This is what is called the carbon ha'omer. And where is it mentioned? Parshas Emor. We are in Parshas Emor in between Pesach and Shavuos. And the question is, what in the world is it doing here? I thought we just said that in order to get into Parshas Emor, it has to be a Yom Tif. It has to be a Moed. It has to be a Chag. By the way, this is not the Parsha of Karbonos. What's the Parsha in the Torah that talks about Karbonos of Yom Tif? Pinchas. None of the Karbonos are not mentioned in this week's Parsha. All the Karbonos are mentioned in Pinchas. This week's Parsha is to talk about the Mitzvahs of Yom Tif. And yet, inexplicably, the Torah mentions the Karbon HaOmer. What's the Karbon HaOmer doing here? Furthermore, where is the Mitzvah of Sfira mentioned? Mitzvah of Sfira is mentioned in Parshas Emor. What's Sfira doing in Parshas Emor? Sfira is a nice Mitzvah that you do for 49 nights. It's not a Yom Tif. These are not days of Yom Tif. Why would the days of Sfira be mentioned in Parshas Emor? Parshas Emor, even Sheishas Yomim Teos Malacha are not the six working days. These are the six Yomim Toivim. Shabbos, Shabbosan is not Shabbos. It's Yom Kippur. Why are the days of Sfira mentioned in Parshas Emor? What are they doing here? They should be mentioned here. The Karbon HaOmer belongs in Pinchas. The Yimei HaSfira belongs anywhere else other than Parshas Emor. Why are they smacked in between Pesach and Shavuos? We have the Yimei Sfira. Parshas Emor is not a calendar. It's the Parsha. Eile Heim Mikroi Kodesh, the Torah says. Mayadei Hashem Asher Tikroi Sam Mikroi Kodesh. Eile Mayadei Hashem Asher Tikroi Sam Mikroi Kodesh. Why are the Yimei Sfira here? So let's start with the Sfarno. The Sfarno tells us, Sfarno is one of the great Rishonim, one of the greatest Perushim on the Chumash, that even though the Karbonos are not mentioned in Parshas Emor, instead they're mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, one Karbon is mentioned. The Karbon of the days of Pesach and the Karbon of the days of Sukkot. The Karbon Musaf of Pesach and the Karbon Musaf of Sukkot. It's interesting. Karbon Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is not mentioned. Karbon Musaf of Yom Kippur is not mentioned. Karbon Musaf of Shavuos is not mentioned. Only Sukkot and Pesach. Why? Says the Sfarno, because I have a kasha. Parshas Emor is the parsha of Moed, of Yom Tif. Is Chol HaMoed a Yom Tif? Or is it a Chol? What is it? You know, it starts with Chol, it ends with Moed. What is Chol HaMoed? Is Chol HaMoed in this week's parsha? You better believe it is. It says that Pesach is Bayam Arisha Mikra Kodesh, Bayam Ashvi Mikra Kodesh, but it says 7 days of Pesach. It says 8 days of Sukkot. Why are 7 days of Pesach mentioned in the Chumash? Why are 8 days of Sukkot mentioned in the Chumash? L'chayra, the only Moed is the first and last day of Pesach. The only Moed is the first and last day of Sukkot. The answer is, says the Sfarno, that's why Parshas Emor deviates and tells you that even though only the first and last day of Pesach is a Yom Tif, and only the first and last day of Sukkot is a Yom Tif, but you're makriv a karbon musaf for 7 days. And if you're makriv a karbon musaf, that's symptomatic of the fact that it must be a Yom Tif. So even though you're allowed to do a lot of malacha, but if you're makriv a karbon musaf, you're not makriv a karbon musaf on a regular day, you're makriv a karbon musaf on a special day. The fact that you're makriv a karbon musaf, that indicates that Chol HaMoed is a Yom Tif. In other words, the Torah only tells you about the karbonos that you need to know to make the day a Yom Tif, that if not for the fact that you're makriv the karbon, you wouldn't have known it's a Yom Tif. That's why Shavuos, it doesn't have to say you're makriv a musaf. We already know Shavuos is a Yom Tif. We need the musaf for Pesach and the musaf for Sukkot to know that the intermediary days are a Yom Tif. That's a Yom Tif Dika Karbon. Mincha Chadosh Al Hashem. Okay. What about it? It's not mentioned in this week's parasha.
We know.
It's not a Moed. Chor, it's not a Moed. So it's a Shaila. You don't want to know. Okay. But, based on the Sfarno, listen carefully. If the logic of the Sfarno is that when the Torah mentions a Karbon, the Karbon is symptomatic that it's Yimei Moed, then what other carbon is it mentioned in Parshas Emor? The Karbon HaOmer. Oh, so maybe the reason the Karbon HaOmer is mentioned, maybe somehow by being makriv the Karbon HaOmer, that's symptomatic of the fact that the Omer triggers a period of 49 days of Moed. In fact, the Emek Bracha, Rav Aryeh Pomeranchik, one of the Talmidim of the Briska Rav, quotes the Medrash Tadshe, if you look at number 24, the Medrash Tadshe says there's seven Moyadim. There's Shabbos, there's Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaOmer, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaShofaros, Chag Yom Kippur, Chag HaSukkos. There's something called Chag HaOmer. Not just Sfiras HaOmer, Chag HaOmer. Oh, so could it be, Rabbi Yisai, that when you're makriv the Karban Omer, that begins a new Yom Tov? You know what the Yom Tov is called? The Chag of the Omer. Now, how long does this Yom Tov last for? Well, we know whenever you count the Omer, counting the Omer is an extension of the Karban Omer. So every day you count the Omer, the Chag HaOmer continues. So really, there are three Yomim Tovim. There's Pesach, there's Shavuos, and in between there's a new Yom Tov. The Yom Tov is Chag HaOmer. Chag HaOmer. What do you mean? How is it a Chag? Well, the same way Chol HaMoed is a Chag, because the Karban Musaf is symptomatic that it's a Chag, so too, Sfiras HaOmer is a Chag, because the Karban HaOmer is symptomatic that it's a Chag. So you say only the second day of Pesach? No, Sfira is an extension. Now we could say a big Chiddush. The Emek Bracha asks, then we know, question, do we say Hallel on Pesach? On the whole Pesach? Yes, the correct answer is no, we don't. We only say it on the first day of Pesach. What do you mean? In Shul they say Hallel on the third and the fourth and the fifth. That's not called Hallel. Chatzi Hallel is not Hallel. If you miss one word of Hallel, it's not Hallel. It's a Minog. Also the last day.
Here we say it on the first 2 days.
Right. In America we say it in the first 2 days. That's why I went to the third day. Okay, so we don't say Hallel on Pesach.
What about Yom HaTzmaut?
But on Sukkot, if we wouldn't be friends, you would never come back to the shir, okay? But what about on Sukkot, Subsender? Do we say Hallel on Sukkot? Yes. Why? So Gemara Erechin wants to know why do we say Hallel on Sukkot and we don't say Hallel on Pesach? Yeah. So the Gemara Erechin says like this: on Sukkot, you're makriv of a different carbon every day. A new carbon is symptomatic of a new Yom Tov. So therefore, every day of Sukkot is a new Yom Tov. You say Hallel every day. But on Pesach, it's the same carbonus every day. Therefore, Pesach is viewed as one long Yom Tov. And therefore, the Hallel of the first day covers all 7 days. And we use that to explain a Gemara on the end of Masechet Megillah very recently. So ask the Emek Bracha, if a new carbon is symptomatic of a new Yom Tov, and it's such a new Yom Tov, you should say Hallel. Frecht, the Emek Bracha, why don't you say Hallel Shalem on the second day of Pesach? Why? Why should you say Hallel Shalem? There's a new carbon. What's a new carbon? Carbon Omer. We just said the carbon Omer is symptomatic of the fact that there's a new Yom Tov, so we should say Hallel Shalem. So, but just the Agavurcha, nothing to do with anything, I wanted to answer the Emek Bracha's Kasha, is that a new Yom Tov, a new carbon is symptomatic of a new Chag. But it's not enough to be a Chag to say Hallel. You also have to be a Moyed. On Shabbos, you also bring a new carbon. You don't say Hallel. Because Shabbos is a Chag, but it's not a Moyed. In order to say Hallel, you need to be a Moyed. Okay, but putting that aside, the Medrash says that the Yizman of Sfira is called Chag HaOmer. This very much fits into what the Sfarno is saying, that whenever you're, the reason why I talked about the carbon of Chol HaMoed is to indicate that there's a Yom Tov quality to the days of Chol HaMoed, and we're saying now there's a Yom Tov quality to the days of Sfira. So let's add to this. According to the way we've set it up, we have a new understanding of the famous words of the Ramban. The Ramban, in this week's parsha, coins his famous expression, that the same way on Sukkot you have 7 days followed by Atzeres, followed by Shmini Atzeres. Pesach you have 7 days followed by what's the Yom Tov of Shavuos called? Atzeres. And the same way in between the beginning of Sukkot and the and Shmini Atzeres you have Chol HaMoed, says the Ramban, the days of Sfiras HaOmer are Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. These are famous words of the Ramban. By the way, Rabbeinu Bechaye says the exact same thing, that the days in between Pesach and Shavuos are Chol HaMoed. Rabbeinu Bechaye reiterates this in the Kara Kemach, page Reit Tzadik Dalet. The days in between Pesach and Shavuos are Chol HaMoed. But now we understand, Rabbi Yisai, why the mitzvah of Sfira HaOmer is in this week's parsha. Otherwise, you have a mitzvah of Sfira, you know, we're noyeg avelos during this man. Why is it mentioned in Parshas Emor? The answer is very simple. Because this time of the year is a Chag. What's the Chag? Chag HaOmer. What's the quality of this Chag? It's like a Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos, says Ramban, says Rabbeinu Bechaye. I found, actually Rabbi Yerucha Moshe quotes it in the Yorech Lamayadim, that there's an amazing tour. So you'll say it's a Yom Tov. What's the ramification of the Yom Tov, right? Ari, you hear? You're going to say this, so you're going to go home, you're going to repeat this. What is the fest? So we're saying now that the time of Sfira is what? It's a Yom Tov, right? So what kind of Yom Tov? Like, what are you supposed to do? What are you not supposed to do? So the first thing, Wednesday nights during the Zman Sfira, you come to Shiurim. That's one of the ramifications of being Yom Tov. But besides that, the Torah brings down in Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel that there's a minog not to do malacha during on the time of Sfira Sa'omer, from Pesach until Shavuos, from Shkiyas HaChama until the morning. The Torah brings down, we don't do malacha during Sfira. Now, this is not really noyeg b'zman hazeh, but the Torah brings down such a minog not to do malacha from Shkiyas HaChama, from sunset in the times of Sfira until the morning. Why? Says the Torah, two reasons. Number one, because the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away Shkia time. And when a Talmid Chacham passes away, people are involved in the burial. And nobody was allowed to do malacha. And so in order to commemorate the fact they didn't do malacha during from Shkia till the morning during the Zman Sfira, we don't do malacha. And second of all, says the Torah, the Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha during the evenings of Sfira. What? The Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha? Where does the Torah say you're not allowed to do malacha? It says, L'sfartem lechem, mimarchaz ha-shabas, mimarchaz sheva shabasois. Seven Shabbosos, meaning the weeks of Shmi of Sfira are weeks of Shabbos. Now, when do we count Sfira? In the evening. That means the nighttime of Sfira has the status of Shabbos that you're not allowed to do malacha, says the Torah. And therefore, there's a minog not to do malacha in the evening of Sfira because the nighttime has a din of Shabbos. It says, V'safarta lecha, not sheva shavuos, Sheva Shabbosos. So it means the nighttime has the status of Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha. Now there's only a minog. It's not a doiraisa. But it's a... Now what?
Kind of malacha.
So it's not going to be more chamor than Chol HaMoed. But it's interesting. The Torah says, who doesn't do malacha? The minog is, women don't do malacha. So now the question is, how did we get this minog onto the ladies? Like, what do the ladies have to do with it?
So,
what? Right. Sounds like Hanukkah. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in the Marek Tzia, he says the truth is even men are not allowed to do malacha. But men go to shiurim at night, so they're not doing malacha anyway. So women are the only ones that's naigeya. They're sewing at night, doing laundry at night. So the minog fell on women. But for a man, avada is not allowed to do malacha also, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. But then says, and he says, what's the reason for the minog? Rabbi Yaakov Emden first suggests that the reason for the minog is this way people don't forget to count. They assert malacha during the evenings of Sfira so that people don't forget to count Sfira. But then, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, especially in light of the Ramban, that the Zman of Sfira has a status of Chol HaMoed, and the days in between Pesach and Shavuos are like days of Chol HaMoed. Elamai, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want to assert malacha. Because the truth is, on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you're not allowed to do malacha. On Chol HaMoed Pesach, you're not allowed to do malacha. That's what we're learning in Moed Kata now. It might be Doraisa, it might be the Rabbanon. So why are you allowed to do malacha during Sfira? Because it's the time of the harvest. If Hashem would say you can't do malacha, you know, we're going to be out a lot of money. So Hashem was chas on us. But at night when you're not going to work, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Yisr comes back. And Hashem said, you know what? We'll let the men do malacha. We're going to put it on the Nashim, and we're only going to put it on them at night. But again, there's this concept that the Zman of Sfira has the status of Chol HaMoed. It has a status of Shabbos, and clearly the fact that it's mentioned in Parshas Emor indicates that it has a Yom Tov quality to it. The Medrash Tadshei even says that there's something called the Chag HaOmer, to the point where it's asked, why don't we say Halo Sholem on the second day of Pesach?
Why do we observe Avelis?
We're going to get to that. Comes the Levush, and the Levush says that, you know, if this man of the year is Chol HaMoed, then what do you call a Shabbos during Sfira? It's like Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So like, what do we do on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Says the Levush, what do you mean, what do you do? You have to say Yotzrois. These are the most important Yotzrois of the year. Says the Levush, Siman Tav Tzadi Gimel, every Shabbos of Sfira has a special Yotzrois. Now the Levush is a little bit unclear. Why are you saying Yotzrois? He says we say Yotzrois to await the Geula. We say Yotzrois. Think about it. The Levush was before 1648, 1649. So he says many tragedies happened to Klal Yisrael during this time of the year, and it's a time to be mitzapeh for the Geula. And there's a very big controversy about these Yotzrois that are officially minog Ashkenaz. The Eshel Avram of Buchach says the Yitzchus on Shabbos about Jewish tragedy. You're not to cry on Shabbos. You're not to mourn on Shabbos. You're not to commemorate tragedy on Shabbos. But comes the Munkacher, and the Munkacher says, no, these are the most important tefillos of the whole year. The Yitzchus for Shabbosos of the Yimei HaSfira. Because says, where do you find them? Yeah. In special Siddurim. You printed out a new sefer. We have homework for you, okay? In the Machzoirim of Minhag Ashkenaz, says the Munkacher, Alpi the Zayar says, the Geula will come on Shavuos, which fits very well into what we learned, that the 49 days of Sfira correspond to overcoming Moav with the Leda of David HaMelech on the 50th day of Shavuos, on the 50th day, which is Shavuos. These Yoitzrois are not mourning, is not Avelos, but this is the time of the year to be Metzapet for the Geula, to anticipate Mashiach, to anticipate Leidas David, and therefore the Bechiois and the Demois are not Demois of Avelos, it's Demois of, like Rabbi Akiva, who would cry on Shabbos, it's Demois of Deveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the Munkacher was Noyeg, tremendous Bechiois and tremendous Hisoirus, it's brought down in the Nimukei Archaim, it's brought down in the Darkei Chaim Meshalayim. But the Oitzer Plois HaTorah suggests that the reason for these Yoitzrois during the Shabbosos of Sfira is because these are like piyutim that were said always on Yomim Tovim. We always, for generations, they always added piyutim to the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. And these are the piyutim for this Chag called the Chag HaOmer. Says Rabbi Yerucha Moshe, now we understand how the Shachianu of Pesach covers the Shachianu that should have been made on the mitzvah of Sfira HaOmer. We ask, Sfira HaOmer has nothing to do with Pesach. Sfira HaOmer is not a Pesach Dikah mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that happens to coincide with the second day of Pesach. No, but what we're learning is that the mitzvah of Sfira HaOmer is, for all intents and purposes, the beginning of the Yemei Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. There's one Yom Tov. There's one Yom Tov. By the way, there's an incredible Medrash in Shir HaShirim. The Medrash in Shir HaShirim says, the same way the Chol HaMoed of Pesach and Shavuos is 50 days, the original plan was they were going to make a 50-day Yom Tov from the beginning of Sukkot, and Shemini Atzeres was going to be 50 days later. That was the plan. The problem was that Bishlama, Shavuos time, it's good weather. So good weather, you could have a long holiday. But in the rainy season, if you're going to schlep people back to the Beis HaMikdash in the rainy season, in the winter, it's really not convenient. So Hashem was chas on them. But really, the ideal Yom Tov is 7 days, 42 days of Chol HaMoed, and Atzeres. And it happens twice a year, once in Tishrei, once in Nisan through Sivan. Elamai, we can't do it in Tishrei, it doesn't work out. But ideally, that's what should have been done. And therefore, when we make the Shechianu on the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's not coincidentally covering Sfira. It is very much intertwined with Sfira. Sfira is the next segment of the Yom Tov of Pesach. There's Pesach, there's Chol HaMoed, which begin with the Yimei HaSfira, and then finally there is Atzeres. There are two Atzereses a year. Okay? So everything we said until now was just painting the picture and setting you up for the most revolutionary pshat in Lag BaOmer you ever heard. Nobody ever heard this pshat before. Maybe Rebbe, I don't even know if you heard it, this pshat. I'm going to tell you a new pshat. Could be. Rebbe told me so many new things over the years, so I figured one new thing I could tell them. The Bir Hagra in Yaradei and Hilchas Avelos wants to know, what if, Layalenu, a person becomes an Avel Erev Pesach? We know there's no Avelos on Pesach. There's no Avelos on Sukkot. What about Erev Pesach? Could a person sit Avelos on Erev Pesach? Says the Bir Hagra, no. You know why? Because the 14th day of Nisan is mentioned in Parshas Emor. And anything mentioned in Emor is a Moed. And Moed trumps Avelos. And where is it mentioned the 14th day of Nisan in Emor? It says, V'chodesh HaShvi, Pesach Lashem, the 14th day of Nisan is Pesach. So, well, I would have said it's Erev Pesach. No, it's in Emor. And if it's Emor, it's a full-fledged Moed. So ask Hagon Rav Moshe Shapiro, I have another period of time that's mentioned in Emor. The Yimei HaSfira. So if the Yimei HaSfira are in Emor, that means they're a Moed. That means you can't have Avelos then. But we do have Avelos then. We have Avelos for the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva. must be that this Avelus is so intense that it was 24,000 Talmidim, and they were the Bali Mesaira, and they would have given over the Torah to the next generation, and they all died during this time. The same way we say Purim time, that Me'evel Yomtif, there must be a concept, Me'yomtif Le'evel, otherwise we couldn't be Noig Avelus during, you can't be Noig Avelus on Sukkot, on Erev Pesach, how can you be Noig Avelus now? This time of the year is Chag HaOmer, it's mentioned in Emor. Must be. The Avelos was Mafkia the Moyed. It has to be, otherwise we wouldn't be able to be Noig Avelos. But if you could find one day during the Zman HaSfira where the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't die, then that day would be Chayzer V'Niyar in its full glory, the original Moyed Midoiraisa of Chag HaOmer. Ooh, there is one day on the calendar that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't die. If one day they didn't die, then Lag BaOmer is not a mitzvah drabbanon and a chag midrabbanon celebrating Talmidim didn't die. Why in the world would you celebrate Talmidim didn't die? They didn't die because there's no one left to die. You don't celebrate that people don't die if everybody left, if everybody passed away. Says Rav Moshe Shapiro, a revolutionary pshat in Lag BaOmer. You know what pshat in Lag BaOmer is? Really, there should be a 42-day yomtiv, a 49-day yomtiv, called Chag Sfiras HaOmer. Elamai, there was a terrible tragedy that extricated these days from the status of Moyed and made it Avelos. But if we could find one day, could you imagine the nuclear Midoiraisa Dika yomtiv that that day is going to be? Pshat in Lag BaOmer, it's not a celebration that the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva didn't die. It's the fact that they didn't die allowed the day never to be corrupted, never to be nishapich la'avilos, never to be ruined, to retain its full luster and glory of it being Yimei Chag HaOmer, being Chol HaMoed as the Ramban says it. So it comes out, says Rabbi Shapiro, Lag BaOmer is Doiraisa. Lag BaOmer is Doiraisa. The other days were Nifka. What? Because they continued to die. That's Ramon. Yeah, they continue. But there was one day. There was one day. No, at the end of the day, they didn't celebrate the first Lag BaOmer. At the end of when they were all dead, they said, okay, we're going to pick one day that they didn't die. But at the end of the day, everybody passed away. So this is the incredible chiddush.
This is the rabbi saying they continued.
It never, except for. Okay, so Rav Shapiro tries to explain, b'derach machshava, that why are these days Yimei Yomtif? What's Yomtif about them? It must be because it's a preparation to be mekabel the Torah. But if all these great sages died, and so to speak, the Gemara says, "V'ha'isa olam tayu." The world was desolate. The world was empty. Meaning, the possibility to restore and accept the Torah was lost and destroyed. So then, these days lost their ability. The only reason they're a yomtiv is because they're days of preparation for Torah. But they lost their ability because now the Torah is lost. That's how he explains it. But it requires great explanation. However, the main nekuda is that this question that all the Achronim struggle with, this is a mamish revolutionary einfal, that Lag BaOmer really, so it comes out incredibly, we always lay in Lag BaOmer, if not always, 95% of the time, Lag BaOmer always follows Parshas Emor. And everybody's looking, what's the remez? Let's find the remez in Emor to Lag BaOmer. So some say, Lag BaOmer is the yard side of the Ramah, and Emor spells out Ramah. Emor is the letters Ramah. The Ramah passed away on but we don't need to find a remez in Parshas Emor to Lag BaOmer. Parshas Emor in the Parsha of the Moyadim talks about the Chag and the Moyed of Lag BaOmer. It's the one day of Sfira that was not nishapich la'avelos through the Talmidim Rabbi Kiva dying. So we should talk about Zoicha with this new understanding, not only to tap in to the wondrous power of Lag BaOmer as the mitzvah d'rabbanon, but there is even biblical Kedusha and biblical Chag and Moyed to the day of Lag BaOmer. I want to thank everyone coming, especially the 7th grade Yeshiva D'Archei Torah. Hope to see you again. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.